AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Votes are being cast in primaries in Michigan and Mississippi today while the GOP holds caucuses in Hawaii and Idaho. GOP candidate Ohio Governor John Kasich, in an interview with WWJ Radio in Detroit, says he's opposed to legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes, even if he may have experimented decades ago.
I did, okay, but let me ask you this. What is the relevance of what I might have done 30 years ago? I mean, this is not what matters when we pick a president.
Frontrunner Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are expected to take Michigan. Vice President Joe Biden, on a visit to Dubai, waded into the presidential campaign. Biden says former President Ronald Reagan would no more get the GOP nomination than he would. The vice president, in a talk with business leaders, also says one Republican has some radical notions.
We had one candidate said, I'm going to go out and waterboard people, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to indiscriminately carpet bomb where ISIL is. It doesn't matter. And until a group of generals got together and said, that would be, for us to engage in that, would be a war crime.
A Chicago man in jail since mid-November is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of a 9-year-old boy lured from a playground. Interim Police Superintendent John Escalante says Dwight Boone Doty shot Tyson Lee because the boy's father was in a rival gang.
In nearly 30 years of policing, I have never witnessed such a hateful act of treachery and savageness towards an innocent child whose life barely had the chance to flourish.
Escalante says two other men were also involved in the boy's death, one of whom remains at large. An official says a commuter train that derailed in Northern California and injured 9 people was not speeding when the accident happened. The official says a mudslide most likely caused a derailment that sent the train's leading car plunging into a rain-swollen creek. This is AP Radio News. First Lady Michelle Obama will attend Nancy Reagan's funeral on Friday during an International Women's Day event touting her Let Girls Learn campaign. Mrs. Obama said Nancy Reagan was a role model for women and girls.
Through the example she set both during her time in the White House and beyond, Mrs. Reagan reminded us of the importance of women's leadership at every level of our society.
Michelle Obama started Let Girls Learn a year ago. Praise from Serena Williams for rival Maria Sharapova for her admitting guilt while also making a big mistake for not checking the list of banned substances that came out at the start of the year.
I think most people were happy that she was upfront and very honest and showed a lot of courage.
Sharapova has lost sponsors and faces a likely suspension for using the now banned drug. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 65. The Nasdaq has lost 37. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.